It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Let's talk about the NFL's TV ratings. It's good to be the king. The 2023 National Football League regular season ended on Sunday. And for yet another year, the television ratings for the Fall Pro Football League produced gargantuan numbers for its partners. How good were those NFL TV ratings? Am I allowed to say super? In 2023, the only television programs which attracted more than 20 million viewers were NFL football games. Starting with the 115 million TV viewers that watched the last February Super Bowl game, there were 14 NFL football games last year, which drew more than 20 million viewers. The Oscars, which finished number 15 last year with 19 million, and an episode of Fox Television's Next Level Chef, which just so happened to follow the Super Bowl game, came in at number 22 with 17 million viewers. Those were the only non-NFL shows to even crack the top 30 most watched television programs of the year. Now think about that. 28 of the top 30 television programs in 2023 were all NFL football games. So why is the NFL so popular? In a nutshell, the NFL supplies a consistent entertainment product which continues to satisfy its customers. The reliable quality on the field of play brings back customers every week in the fall to watch more. Sure, the growth of fantasy football, online wagering, keeping Sunday as the primary day for competition, and other factors have not hurt. But when you go back and think about it, the NFL's schedule and TV format has changed very little over the last 50 years. If you tuned in to watch a game in the fall of 1973, you would have still seen two Sunday afternoon football games, with one of them kicking off at 12 noon Central, just like today, and the other one around 3 p.m. By then, there was also a Monday night football game, which started back in 1970. In the 2023 football season, those three time slots are still populated with NFL football games. Now that is the epitome of product consistency. The NFL later added a Sunday night football game in 2006, and it's been growing its TV ratings since inception too. Now, the NFL Thursday night football has even done better than expected as well. The most recent big change to the NFL's programming lineup was the permanent addition of the weekly Thursday night football game. And believe it or not, ABC's Monday night football game experimented with that same idea. It even aired a few of its games on Thursday nights back in the late 1970s and into the 80s. The football players, though, have never liked the idea of playing on Thursday. For good reason. After you've played a football game on the previous Sunday, players need sufficient time for their bodies to recover. As you might have expected, though, the NFL owners and the players' union eventually reached an agreement and incorporated a weekly Thursday night football game into the NFL schedule. Yes, money talks.
Excellent.
The NFL's Thursday night football game has seen a variety of platforms. The NFL Network, you might remember, CBS and NBC, to name a few, have hosted the game over the last 17 years. The league eventually sold its Thursday night football package, though, to the Amazon Prime subscribers, who will pay anywhere from $8.99 a month to $14.99 a month for the privilege of watching those games. Amazon Prime will retain the exclusive rights for the Thursday game through the year 2033. Now, surprisingly, at least to me, those games still reach more than 10 million viewers on most every week of the 2023 NFL season. So why haven't the NBA and Major League Baseball and others grown like the NFL? Thus far, the NFL has been really smart to limit its regular season to only about 4 months. From early September to early January, this 32-team league will play a 17-game weekly schedule. The NFL playoffs will then take an additional month and end usually in early February. But by contrast, the 82-game NBA regular season will stretch for 7 months from October all the way through April. And home television viewership for the basketball league suffers every fall when they compete against the NFL and college football for interest. The NBA playoffs, which include more than half of the league's 30 teams, starts in April and then drags on for another 2 months into middle June. Champion and runner-up teams will play 100 games or more during the 9 months of the NBA. Now, the National Hockey League schedule mirrors the NBA. Keeping the attention span of the public from October through June has proven to be too much. Professional basketball and hockey leagues seem to have forgotten that the majority of their fans still consider those to be indoor winter sports. The TV viewers have yet to embrace these two sports in massive numbers, unlike the NCAA's March Madness, which ends its college basketball season. The finals of this college hoops tournament will draw millions more viewers than the final playoff game being played in June for either the NBA or the NHL. But Major League Baseball has a long sporting tradition, much like the NFL. In 2024, coming up, baseball's 162-game regular season begins on March 28th, really in March, and will continue for another 6 long months into late September. The MLB playoffs, though, will conclude just 1 month after the regular season ends. By that time, though, baseball is in full combat with both NFL and college football for its TV viewers. Like the NBA and NHL, baseball's television appeal would benefit by playing a shorter regular season. I would like for the baseball season to be wrapped up before the end of September. But don't feel sorry for those professional sports either. With so many TV networks competing for viewers, the team owners and players of these non-football sports are doing quite well financially, and those leagues are more than willing to stretch out their seasons for those incremental bucks. Going back to football, the NFL is televising a playoff game this Saturday night on Peacock. On Saturday, January 12th, this weekend, NBC's Peacock internet-based streaming service will be the only place where NFL fans can watch the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Miami Dolphins. Now, Peacock's owner, NBC Universal, is trying to drive traffic to their less-than-wildly popular online streaming service, though some soccer fans and wrestling fans have been willing to shell out the $5.99 monthly fee. Peacock has not really been a big hit with most sports fans, but still, it has an estimated 28 million worldwide subscribers. Pete Bavacqua of NBC Sports said, "We are thrilled to partner with the NFL on this industry milestone, bringing Peacock the first ever exclusively live-streamed NFL playoff game." Well, last month on Saturday, December 23rd, Peacock hosted its first ever NFL regular season game too. And the ratings report said that about 7 million people tuned in for the matchup between the playoff-seeking Buffalo Bills and the very disappointing Los Angeles Chargers. Those 7 million people is not a travesty by any means. It's less than half of the average viewing audience for NFL games, which are shown on the traditional TV outlets during that same weekend. So this Saturday, Peacock gets a second chance to shine, and it will be the exclusive home for the wild card matchup between the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. But this time, Peacock has an ace up its online sleeve for the weekend's game. The Kansas City Chiefs have become the favorite football team for the worldwide legion of fans of pop music star Taylor Swift. Those Swifties are enthralled that their 34-year-old heartthrob has been dating Kansas City's tight end Travis Kelce this fall. And during every telecast of the Kansas City Chiefs in recent months, the cameras have conveniently found and shown Taylor Swift cheering for her new boyfriend from the front window of that expensive and quite secure box suite. Now, this very unique Taylor Swift effect has brought a few million new viewers to the TV sets for the Kansas City Chiefs every time they're on national television as the word spread about this budding relationship between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. If an average football fan like me is not willing to shell out $5.99 to watch this Saturday's first-round playoff matchup, NBC Universal is hoping and believing that legions of mostly female Swifties will. We're going to learn the results of that experiment by early next week. Let's not forget about the millions of longtime football fans of the Chiefs and Dolphins who are going to gladly fork over that $5.99 monthly fee just to watch this one game too. So it wouldn't surprise me if Peacock draws more than, let's say, 10 million viewers for this Saturday night's game in Kansas City, where, by the way, the game time temperature is expected to hover near 0 degrees. No! On this same subject, my lovely sports wife chimed in her theory. During the month of January, health club operators will enroll large numbers of us New Year's resolution-motivated exercise clients. But within a matter of weeks, many people just go back to their old habits and even forget that they've signed up. Some will continue to pay the monthly health club fees just out of guilt for a few more months. Peacock may be hoping to get a healthy, get it, percentage of NFL fans who forget about canceling that monthly programming service before the month of February arrives. But even if the vast majority of NFL fans do remember to cancel their subscription, Peacock is going to have a lot more subscribers in February than they did in January 2024. That is a brilliant marketing plan. So does this mean that the NFL is moving toward a pay TV model? No way, at least not anytime soon. As we've discussed in this story, the NFL has been very smart and deliberate when it comes to implementing any significant changes to its television products. Years and years are going to pass before America's most watched television program will purposely shrink its own audience just to add a few extra bucks. The 32 NFL franchise owners want the value of their teams to continue to rise, and they are quite pleased with their good fortune in recent years. For the time being, the NFL will remain at the top of the mountain. Don't expect any of its franchise owners to rock the boat in the foreseeable future. As Mel Brooks once said, "It's good to be the king." I'm Swamp Swami.